loss of Kelly, how does that affect the way they play as opposed to where they were playing previously?
Well, I think any time you lose a player of that caliber, it affects your overall game. I think the one thing that happens is usually, initially, there's a greater adjustment, and then after a game or two, they kind of figure it out and figure out another way to play or use the guys in his place, either in the same role or in a little different role. You know, he's a senior, so that's an added challenge. You know, he's been through a lot of stuff. He's made big shots for him. You know, so they don't necessarily have that stretch big that can cause some problems with your defense.
And of course, he was one of the key guys in there, the end of the game last year at Phillips.
Yeah, well, he was their key guy in a lot of end of games, you know, for him. Yeah. You know, because of his ability to make shots. He went 14 for 14 from the free throw line against us last year. And he's a tough matchup because it's not like he's a big that can just shoot from the perimeter. He rebounds well, he defends well with size, and he can score around the basket as well. That one added aspect of his game, he can put the ball on the floor now, too. So he's a tough matchup, and him and Plumlee have a very good feel for each other. You know, I don't know if you saw the game, but, you know, when they asked Coach Gottfried about, you know, what's the difference with Kelly out, he said, well, they just moved another All-American in. And that's what they did, you know, and in Jefferson, who's a very talented player in his own right.
Getting them to bounce back from a tough loss. I mean, obviously, seeing Duke, I guess that helps a little bit, but just mentally getting the team ready to
And again, you know, in this league, that's one of the biggest challenges always, you know, because you're going to have some you're going to play well and lose some games and then not play as well. And, you know, so you just got to move on to the next game. And, you know, obviously it's Duke, so and you're on the road, so it poses an even greater challenge. But, you know, you would hope that our guys would go after the next 3 days because all we've talked about is continual improvement, so we got to do that.
Have you heard anything more on Jason and his
friend? He's out at least 2 or 3 weeks. So one of the reasons I kept Moose, let's make that statement so I don't get asked every day about it. You know, he had the MRI. There's no further damage to it. He re-injured that. And so he won't be available this week at all.
And in conjunction with that, Chris Bolden, how is he adjusting to coming off the bench and maybe being someone that's going to be counted on to score some points?
Well, you know, again, I think that's a big key for us. You know, with those three freshmen logging so many minutes, is for each and every one of them to really, you know, continue to improve within the season, which is hard to do, but that's something that we need. You know, you mentioned Jason. Obviously, that hurts us. He's a guy that's proven himself to be able to have some big scoring nights for us in this league, and we need that. In some big games, he's been a good spark off the bench for us. So, but you know, Chris has to realize that there's a greater urgency and intensity that everything needs to be done at. He's shown flashes, with all freshmen. We just need him to be a little more consistent.
With Chris, is that more on the defensive end that you're talking about, or in terms of intensity?
No, I say sometimes on offense. Uh-huh. I don't think he's aggressive as he needs to be on offense. I don't think I think he can be a much more explosive offensive uh-huh. player. And that's, again, that just comes with the nature of being a freshman. You know what I mean? There's a difference between a player from Virginia Tech closing out on you when you have an open shot and a high school player. You know, they're going to get out there a lot faster. So you got to be a little more shot ready. You got to be able to jump a little faster and explode a little more in your shot. And he's getting better at it. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in him. Obviously, we ran the play for him at the end of the game, got him a pretty darn good look. Ran a couple plays for him at the end of North Carolina State game. And those are things, you know, you talk about guys, you know, sometimes, again, it's not what I'd like to talk about, but sometimes you got to go through some tough times and fail sometimes in order to get to where you want to get to.
You also have another guy in Stacy that can come into that type of role, but he's a different type of player than Chris. Do you look at that when you look at your rotation?
But yeah, I mean, Stacy needs to be an energy guy for us. Defend extremely well, which he's got to get better at, and rebound the ball, and then finish on the break and make some slashing and aggressive moves to the basket. You know, so that's the role that we need him in.
From Saturday's game, what can you take or apply to help this team move forward?
Well, I don't think there's any question. You know, one of our major concerns is we're right now just not a very good transition defensive team. Giving up way too many baskets in the open court, way too many baskets. In this league, you can't do that. Our margin of error is still small, you know, and so those points are big points. Obviously, the thing I've been echoing all year long is our rebounding. You know, now, in some of those games, we've missed an enormous amount of shots, which is going to skew the rebounding. But we have to rebound the ball better. I thought in the beginning of the year a turnover situation was going to be, you know, a problem. It hasn't been. We've done a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. Now, this next couple games are going to be big because both those teams apply so much pressure. But, you know, it's just, we played a very, very poor 7 minutes there, you know what I mean, and had some good looks at the basket. And the other two losses, let's be honest, are against the two undefeated teams in the league. You know, I told you guys Miami was pretty good, you know, and it's just, you know, we got to keep plugging away. You know, it's an 18-game league schedule. We got to keep getting better. We knew the beginning stretch was a tough one, and we just need to hang tough and hopefully continue to improve. And disappointed on Saturday, there's no question about it. We had a game that was theirs, you know, was ours for the taking, and we didn't finish it.
When you get a lead like that, is there a tendency for some of the younger players maybe to be a little too conservative during that stretch as far as attacking the basket, that type of thing?
Did you think you saw that? Or is that just a general question?
I'll make it a general question.
Did you think you saw it?
A little bit, yeah.
Like from who, like Marcus or Chris or Robert?
Just about everyone in general, I thought, sort of.
Yeah, well, I mean, they went to the zone, so it doesn't give you as much opportunity to attack the basket. But I still thought we got some pretty good looks. I thought Robert had a couple open shots there in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. You know, I think, you know, again, that's a new experience for our guys in league play, you know, to be up 11 with 10 minutes to go, you know. And so we just got to do a better job with coaching staff, everybody's got to do a little better job of finishing those games. You know, we've had, I think right now, 6 games that have gone in the last 6 minutes that could have gone either way, and we're 2-4 in those games, you know. As I always say, if you win half of those, you have a great year. So if we were 3-3 right now, we'd have an 11-4 record, and everybody would probably be pretty happy. But it's the last one that we didn't do it. And so I understand the frustration, because the frustration starts with me, because you're frustrated with a game that you have a chance to win, and you don't do the things you need to do to win it.
Have you been to Cameron before?
No, never.
Camp or anything, like been by?
No. Yeah. No. I have no.
Is it something that, you know, just as a basketball guy, you'd be interested about? Or?
You know, I've been very blessed in my 23 years of coaching, to coach in a lot of great venues and against great coaches. You know, we've played Duke in the NCAA tournament. We've played at North Carolina, you know, at Florida, you know, Madison Square Garden. So at this point, you know, this ain't my first rodeo, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, obviously it's one of the most historic basketball venues in the country, but we, you know, right now I'm more concerned with our practice here in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we go from Cam to Canton.
Right. Exactly.
Some guys don't really need an adjustment. This guy's need an adjustment coming off the bench. He seems to have thrived in the role. What makes him so good coming off the bench?
Well, he's done a great job, and he's struggling the last couple games. I think that's one of our big keys, that we're not playing as well. We need Cam back to being Cam, being aggressive, scoring, not overanalyzing the post moves, just going to the basket. He's done a great job in the past in that, and we need that back. We need him rebounding the ball better. But, you know, he's just an energy guy, and he knows he's going to get his minutes, he knows he's going to get his touches, and he knows he's going to get his shots. So nothing has really changed in that. You know, the biggest factor, we've played 15 games now. He's only been in foul trouble, I think, in one. You know, and that really affected us at NC State because he scored the first two times he touched the ball. You know, so I think we've eliminated that problem that we had constantly last year. You know, but we need him back playing the way he was in the first 13 games.
Georges Hunt got in foul trouble on Saturday. He had four, and then he sort of settled down. Is there something you said to him to get him to calm down, or do you just?
Well, the first, you know, unfortunately, you know, I talked about it last week about playing guys sometimes with two fouls. So we did it with Marcus in the first half and get his third. You know, both those tough calls early. Those are things you have to battle through. And so we couldn't really take a chance on him getting his fourth foul early. So we didn't even start him in the second half because of that. But a kid plays 20 minutes and gets 11 points. You know, so you can do the math. If he plays his normal minutes, maybe it makes a difference in the game. So, you know, he made some shots. He missed a couple shots that I think were good shots for him, too. So, again, a lot of responsibility being placed on some young shoulders, but that's why those guys came here.
And I guess some of those calls were calls that would be called in some games and not called in others. The fouls on Marcus.
You said it, not me. Most would be the word I would use instead of others.
Julian and Pierre, do you expect them to be back in?
Yeah. Again, there's sometimes little matchups and so forth. But again, you know, that's a game-to-game thing.
Solomon, is he kind of the same way? Or do you kind of, in your mind's eye, somewhere where you want to get him to by the end of the season?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that was the game plan. You know, to get him some minutes and get some minutes in these early games right now. Significant time, not just at the end of the game, to kind of see how he responds. I think he's done a pretty good job. You know what I mean? I think he's done a pretty good job. Again, we're limited in some of the stuff we do just because of the timing of it, where he doesn't know everything. So it's tough to put him in critical situations where we're either in some type of special coverage or special offensive situation. But you know, these next 2 weeks are going to be big. We only play two games in 13 days. So obviously we'll do our normal prep, but we'll do a lot of work on us. And so it'll be important that, you know, he's able to tighten some stuff up, especially on the defensive end. You know, we need him to really play good defense. And we've been hurt on dribble drives. Teams have been able to take us off the dribble. He should be a guy where that should never happen.
You mentioned sometimes I have to put guys in positions of where they may fail. I imagine that's kind of a balancing act for you, you know, measuring the value of a win or versus
right
3 years from now, what's
right.
It gonna
right. And so you always, when you're in rebuilding, you're always balancing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never wanna eliminate your chance to win a game, but at the same time you're into rebuilding, so you have to look, you know, down the road as well. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that because a guy like Mufon deserves that. And so I think we can balance it pretty well.
Duke's a little weak on the boards. They're 140th nationally, especially with the loss of Kelly. Do you guys have any plan to seal them off even more or take advantage of that? Or?
Well, we got to, you know, that's an, you know, I talked about, you know, one of the, I talked about our rebounding, the offensive rebounding. We have to do a much better job on that.
Yeah, there were, you guys didn't have one in the first half last Saturday.
Well, I think we had missed 17 shots and had one offensive rebound, maybe. Yeah, you got to get more than that. You know what I mean? We're only rebounding a little less than 30% of our misses, which isn't good enough. It's got to be in the mid to high 30s if you're really going. And it's just something that we need to emphasize. And against Duke, it has been an area where they've been hurt in the past.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
You got it, guys. Yeah.